Hey guys, it's Joe Lindholm from It's That Podcast. Just want to let you know that we fired out a gorilla episode real quick. And I just want to let you guys know the quality is Skype quality because that's what we recorded it on. We wanted to get a quick one in for you guys today, so we knocked that out. And you're going to hear a bunch of background noises all over the place. My dog growls a couple times. Don't worry about it. It is what it is. Trust us. Come Sunday, it's on. So hope you enjoy this episode and bears.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 34, the sweetness episode, is what I like to call it. I am your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell him what's up, man.
What's good, Joe?
Yeah, we're doing this. This is the No Frills edition of It's That Podcast. There's no opening. Yeah,
there won't be gorilla edition.
That's right. Gorilla edition on the road kind of thing. Because, look, I know that we promised at the end of the last podcast that we weren't going to do another one until the Bears game. But a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And here we are with Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Goal number 52.
Are you wearing the jersey yet?
I am not, but I am drinking my Coke Zero from a Bears glass. Does that count?
Yeah. Well played, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Khalil Mack signed, or was traded, excuse me, for, all right, let me see if I can remember it all, because I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Right.
Two number ones, a third, and a sixth. That sounds right. And then we got back Khalil Mack and a second. Does that sound
correct?
Close to
that does sound correct.
And then they went out and paid him the most money the NFL player on defense has ever been paid.
Right.
Now let me we maintained that the McCaskies have the money. Right. They've always had the money. Like, right. The money has never been an issue. They're not cheap. They're just stupid. So.
Yeah. No, there's that. Now, let me give you a quick quick take, if you will, on Khalil Mack. First of all, I didn't think the Bears would pony up for him.
Oh,
I thought that was a done deal. I thought he was either going to the Packers, staying at the Raiders, doing whatever.
I thought he was going to stay in Oakland because I couldn't comprehend how Gruden would just let one of the best NFL players in the last 5 years just walk.
Yeah, well, here's the thing on that. I mean, everything coming out of Raiders camp was saying that the guy was a distraction, that he was a problem in the locker room, that he maybe didn't have the heart, that it was more money than wanting to win. That, I mean, pretty much anything negative you could say about somebody, they said it.
Yeah.
The only thing they didn't say is this guy wants too much money.
Exactly.
And by them not saying that, it makes me think that they just didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly it. It had nothing to do with it, and every report you hear from every player is like he wasn't a problem. He was a team leader. But they just didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And when your coach is making $100 million, right?
Yeah.
And you
gotta cut corners.
And if I remember correctly, they paid Derek Carr a shit ton of money, right?
They did.
So, I mean, there can't be... No,
well, man. That's the thing with Gruden, man. You know the money is going to go to the offense.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I think he short sells the defense a lot. And in the meantime, we're sitting here like I'm – because to be fair, I haven't watched Khalil Mack play a whole lot. You just hear the hype, right? You just hear, oh, he's the best, whatever, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So I rabbit-holed a little bit on YouTube and found a bunch of videos of his – and the guy is ridiculous. Like, I'm more of a Bears fan than an NFL fan, if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely makes sense.
Yeah. So
I mean, fantasy makes me pay attention to the rest of the NFL.
Yes, yeah.
But I watch the Bear.
Absolutely. I make time to watch the Bear. And the things that he can do on a football field to offensive linemen is ridiculous. Like, he can just run past them. He can just run through them. He can use their own momentum to push him out of the way. Like, it's like... martial arts and shit. Like, he just, you'll see the, you know, you see the tackle cheat out to go further out to block him, and he'll just send his right arm to send the defensive lineman further back. You know what I mean? Like, he just sweeps him aside with his arm because he's already, the offensive lineman is already going that way. So he just uses his arm and just goes, and then he's gone, and quarterback's dead.
I anticipate Leonard Floyd getting a lot better by this signing.
I expect the entire defense to get better.
Right.
Because
if you don't double team Mac every time, you at least have to have one dedicated guy and a guy to chip. I mean,
and on video I've seen it doesn't work.
Yeah,
there's two ways to stop Khalil Mack. One, two offensive linemen, not an offensive lineman and a tight end, because he'll just go to block against the tight end and beat his ass. So that's out.
Okay.
A running back chip, nah, that's not going to work either. He'll just bowl that guy over too. You have to have either two offensive linemen on him, or you have to get the ball out immediately. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to stop him. Because anywhere else, you're just going to make him mad. Right? He's going to take it out on your quarterback.
The other benefit of signing is how quick did people forget about the Roquan Smith delay.
Right, right, right. And it's
– I mean, that's gone.
My guess is that he will not start.
That Mac won't?
Khalil Mack's playing. Well, Khalil Mack might not start either. Might not start, quote-unquote, start. But starting in the NFL is so overrated, right? It's about snaps. Like, who cares if you play the first play? I'd rather you play 30 plays than one. But it comes down to Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith are going to be, you know, tete-a-tete, and him and Floyd. Like, you to double-team Mack frees up every single other person on the defense, right? So if you double-team Mack, then you have to block Keem Hicks one-on-one, or you have to block Eddie Goldman one-on-one. Or you got to block Leonard Floyd one-on-one, or Roquan Smith, or Danny Trevathan. It just opens up a world of pain for the offense.
Right.
Because Fandy is going to find a way. He'll figure it out at some point during the game, and then your quarterback's dead. So now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You could play football. But in game one, this game coming up on Sunday night, they don't have the running game to do that. The Packers don't run the ball all that well.
Okay.
So they have to pass it. I mean, when you have the best player in the league, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt. He's the best quarterback.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as much as I hate him on that, Joe. Yeah?
I can't remember what episode we'd have to go back to, but you called Tom Brady the best player in the league.
Tom Brady, here's the way I'll put it. Aaron Rodgers is the best regular season quarterback.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
Tom Brady will win you championships.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Rodgers will win you games during the season. How's that? I'll concede to that.
Sure. I'll take it.
And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, they're paying him a shit ton of money, obviously, so he's going to be throwing the ball 40, 50 times Sunday night. But how many times is he going to be able to throw it with Bears defenders breathing down his neck?
Right. Well, hey, for this year specifically, before Mac, Rodgers was the highest paid player in the NFL, right?
I think Rodgers is the highest paid player in the NFL. I think that Mac is the highest paid defensive
player. I know that, but I think this year alone, that Rodgers' deal is structured makes Mac number one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
so that'll be fun. The two richest guys going against each other.
It's gonna be, the Packers tried to get him. There were all kinds of indications that they were going to get him.
I thought that was a done deal.
Yeah. And then I read an article online yesterday while I was eating lunch that the Rams tried to get him.
Wow.
They already have Darnold. You know,
right.
You know, they already have Arnold, I should say.
They
already have a defense. Right. Darnold's the quarterback. Yeah, not Sam Darnold. But Aaron Donald, that's what I was thinking.
There we go.
They already have Aaron Donald. They already have a great defense. Like, adding Khalil Mack to that? Shit, man.
Yeah, I know. Right? I think this is bold by the Bears. I'm completely shocked and pleased, and I can't wait to see what it looks like. The offense is also going to look significantly different. They are going to attack a lot more. My concern was it was going to be a bunch of gimmick plays, but I don't think that's what it's going to break down to.
I certainly hope not.
I mean, I think it's going to look a lot like Kansas City, right? I mean,
that's what we would expect. And the thing is with...
I hope so, because I picked up Trey Burton in my fantasy league.
There you go. I'm on the Trey Burton bandwagon. The biggest thing is that we don't know, right? Because during the preseason, Trubisky hardly played.
Starters hardly played.
Yeah, and Nagy didn't give any indication of what kind of plays he's capable of running. It was all vanilla,
right?
You know that, and every team does that in the NFL. To be fair, but I mean, come on! Like
we saw a lot of Kevin White in the preseason.
We did, and a lot of Chase Daniel.
Yeah,
But like I said, I'm excited to see what they're going to do. And I'm expecting it to be sluggish at first, like the first quarter and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm expecting it to be kind of a, you know, probably a few three and outs that are going to be frustrating for us as fans. But I think once they get their feet under them is when you're going to see the attacking happen. And they're going to, I mean, they're not going to not try to attack. Don't get me wrong. But
right.
Because we have no vision of what this is going to be once it actually happens.
And again, indication-wise, Nagy has said that Jordan Howard is a three-down back.
Yeah.
He never backed off from that.
No,
so, but we've seen him not be able to catch a pass. So right. I don't know. If he can't get a rhythm, I mean, it's got to be Cohen on third down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be Cohen on third down.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe they still have Dennis Gentry's phone number.
Or, you know, or Matt Sui. Be good.
Yeah.
Sure. Good number 26. Yes.
All right. Well, either way, I'm excited.
Yeah. So,
you know, going into Green Bay for a night game, the first game of the season, really spelled disaster for me. I just thought, you know,
yep.
Not even a contest.
Yeah, exactly. But now.
But now,
we got a game. Now we got things.
Right. And we got a new coach.
Correct. And we got a new coach. And just to remind everybody that we will put out a podcast after the game at some point.
Correct.
We're going to record during the game. We have no idea what we're going to do. We're going to figure it out that day in the afternoon if we're going to do it by quarter, by half, maybe put out a couple podcasts, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll figure it out. But you will have a lot of Bears content, my friend. Come Sunday night.
That is absolutely right.
That's right.
And did you have a nugget for me, Joe?
Yeah, I did have a nugget. Thanks for reminding me. The last four head coaches, new head coaches for the Bears, all won their first game at Lambeau.
No.
Yeah.
Jerron, Trestman, Lovey, Fox?
Get drunk. That's right. Jerron.
I can't Trestman. Believe that.
I know. By the way, speaking of Lovey, have you seen him lately?
I think we brought it up last week. Somebody said he was like Brady. I think it was Turnquist.
I finally saw it in full spectacle. It looked amazing. He looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great.
The silver beard is working for him?
Yeah, the silver beard is working for him.
All right.
Yes. All right,
let's talk about baseball and then pull the chute.
Yeah, man, let's do it. So the Cub got Daniel Murphy.
Yes. Right?
First 10 games with Daniel Murphy start off 9-1.
Not liking same-sex partners, Daniel Murphy.
Correct. Correct.
But hey, did you see that thing where Ricketts went to his sister,
who is
openly gay?
She is. She's a lesbian.
She said she was consulted.
Yeah.
And she signed off on it. So, I mean, what else are you going to say?
Right, exactly. It's like, let me ask the gay person.
Right.
If it's okay. Right? Like.
Yeah.
And then it came out, the Sox thing, whatever, that I guess Kopic had tweets early on. And
yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Twitter is awesome, but Twitter can, man.
No, man.
Something doesn't go away.
Any agent that doesn't delete those accounts before the kid signs needs to be fired.
Yeah.
I mean, none of that stuff should get out.
That should be the first thing your agent does. Go, okay, right? Before you sign this. Go to Twitter. There you go. Good.
Right.
Log in. Great. There you go. Okay. Go to history. Great. Okay. Delete everything.
Man, I got some really funny stuff on there.
I don't give a shit. Look at this cute dog picture. Zero clocks.
Nope.
Start from scratch.
Is it worth $1 million? No? Okay.
Right. Right. Exactly. If the Cubs are playing decent, but.
Yeah, you know.
But if you listen closely.
They can't get any separation. They're like a wide receiver on the Bears last year.
Oh, man. What? I don't get it. Wait. Hey. If you put your ear to the ground, there's footsteps coming from the north.
Right?
It's the brew crew. They're coming
back. Well, and the Cardinals won't die.
No, they won't either.
Since they launched Matheny, they're 18 games over 500.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, he must have been a real dick, right?
Well, they said that everything that I read said that he lost control of the clubhouse. that allowing Bud Norris to go in and bully people and get to be a red ass and old school baseball, just he lost everybody's respect. And once that happened, then he had to go. And at that time, he really wasn't even that horrible. I mean, he wasn't like the Reds. He was a game over 500.
Right.
And they weren't going to go anywhere. Yeah. You know, at that point, they were looking up at the Pirates and the Brewers and the Cubs. So yeah,
they traded for Fat Adams again, right? Didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah. Because he was on the National.
He was.
And then they dealt him back to the Cardinal.
My guy!
My guy! Fat Adams! Woo. But yeah, then a quick Sox note. They're still not good. Abreu turns out was hurt, and they didn't. It was not revealed why until yesterday.
Right.
He had a testicular torsion.
Oh no!
Yeah, the old TT.
That's a blown ball.
No, that is the balls. The twisted balls.
Yeah. Yes. The lassoed ball.
Yeah, he might play. He might play this weekend. So. Not like it matters a whole lot. I mean, Eloy Jimenez not being called up. Good, you know.
Yeah,
I understand it. And they also shut down Dylan Cease, which is also fine by me, too.
Oh, and I'm good with that. But yeah. I want to discuss Eloy for a moment.
Sure.
The reason that Han and the front office gave was his defense.
Mm-hmm.
They said they wanted to work on the defense, but it's all control, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all control.
Seven is greater than six.
When they break camp next spring, his defense will still be an issue, but all of a sudden it's going to be solved in like 7 or 8 games.
Exactly.
And they'll bring
him
up.
It's like, you know what he needs? He needs another month in the minors to work on his defense.
No.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. You want to save money, which I get. You know what? But just say that.
And then here's another argument that I thought of. How often did it really matter about the extra year? Like, go back and think. Like, what example is there of the extra year mattering?
I don't. You know, that's a great question, because I think most deals.
Yeah.
Even with that extra year out there available,
right.
You're going to re-sign a guy before you get to that point.
Exactly. Like they did with Trout, right?
Right.
Like they just went, fuck it, he's the best player in the league. Here's $30 million.
Right.
Right?
Like that's except your commissioner wants him to go out and, you know, shoot Roman candles out his ass and ride a unicycle and train dogs.
It was so funny that a beat writer, like 5 minutes after they came out, posted a picture on Twitter of Trout with a kid on the field, like brought the kid on the field.
Great.
You know? It's like, come on.
Yeah. Right?
Like, what the fuck?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
That's right.
What's up, kid? That's right. All right. So, as a reminder, Sunday night after the Bears game, we will be putting up a podcast. We might put one up during the game. Maybe we'll do, I don't know, we'll figure it out. We're going to have a production meeting beforehand and figure out.
And we're going to play around with, we might do a little mini live stream.
Yeah, we might do a little Facebook live action. There's so many options. So, we'll figure it out, and it's going to be good. That's all I know, is that we're going to have good content for you.
Oh, and before I'm going to throw, since, you know, hey, it's Gorilla Podcasting, I'm going to throw Corrections Corner in here at the end.
Okay, great.
And I need to reference the last episode that we did.
Yeah.
And the condition that my condition was in. I'd been up like 16 hours before I was tempted by the old granddad.
Yeah.
And then that was just a bad idea. In fact, Coach Bill sent me a text saying, I have 20 minutes left to listen to. Man, are you drunk? What the hell happened?
Yeah.
Did Joe want to punch you in the face? And my response to him was, probably. So, yeah. Let's just say that little sleep and 100-proof bourbon,
not
a good idea to all the little listeners out there.
They do not
mix. The little potty acts.
That's right. And to be fair, Sunday there may be some beer involved.
Yeah, beer.
Beer.
We'll stick to the beer.
Yes. Yeah, we'll stick to the Busch Light.
Yes, I will. because I'm in Central Illinois, and
I'll have, that's it. And that's
my brothers. I probably live in a trailer park.
I think they just deliver it to your house.
They do.
Right?
In the 30 pack.
They do bat. Here. Yeah, they definitely do it here. We're expecting our shipment here any minute. So, yes.
It's part of living in Central Illinois.
It kind
of. I mean, if I still lived in Naperville or Bloomingdale, I would. I'd probably drink some micro craft Two Brothers type situation. But
yeah, down there you don't.
It's not
and
native.
Not, and not where it I live either.
Not native.
The bar I go to here in town, the biggest selling beer by a country mile is Busch Light.
Yeah, well,
and it's not even close.
There you have it.
Not even close. I mean, the owner drinks Miller Lite, and all they sell is Busch Light. It's crazy how much Busch Light they sell. But I digress. That's not why you call.
No. And you're welcome, Bush, for that.
That's right. We expect our 30-pack on Jason's doorstep.
That's right.
Normal Illinois. Get there. Get it done. All right.
All right, brother.
All right, brother. Well, that's going to do it for this gorilla episode of It's That Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/It's That Pod. You can find us on Twitter, Jason, or I am Joe at, excuse me, I am at Triple Lindy's. I'll get it right. Jason is J at J, the letter Shirley. You can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. We hope you enjoyed this gorilla episode, and we'll see you Sunday night, kids. Go Bears.
Bears.
Thanks for tuning in to this quick episode of It's That Podcast.
Bears.